It's happening. Wherever cupcakes are being frosted, songs are being recorded, and engines are being tuned, ADP is designing a better way to work. With industry-leading HR, talent, time, benefits, and payroll, more companies rely on ADP than any other HR partner. From small business to global enterprise, see how ADP can help you and your people achieve what you're working for at design.adp.com. ADP, always designing for people.
It's time to welcome former Virginia Governor George Allen back to the program. Every Friday he joins us. We talked him into coming on the radio so that he could talk NFL games. But you know, Governor, I've got to ask you about this debacle in D.C. I've calmed down a little bit. The first half hour of the show, I said some things that I might regret, but I'm mad about it. I think this is totally trumped up craziness up there. What's your assessment?
Well, I think that as this inquiry goes forward, I think people may see that this is more political. And I don't think anybody who watches it closely thinks this is really grounded in anything logical for the people. I think most people really care about their own lives and their own jobs. And as you really look at the details of this,
yeah,
and this conversation that the president had with the president of Ukraine, I think it could be considered inappropriate, but it's not an impeachable offense. In other words, what the president said was inappropriate. However, that is not an impeachable offense to negate the will of the voters who elected him. This conversation, the president's actions, as you know, his initiatives, his policies, which I think have been fantastic for our economy, with productive energy policy, less regulations, our country's much more competitive internationally. People will have a view of the judges that he has nominated, and then they'll compare that with the Democrats' nominee, whomever that may ultimately be.
Yeah.
And so this is really looking as political fodder. The big worry to me, they only have a few weeks of legislative action, and there are things that need to get done. There's a tremendous amount of concern about trade, and actually the trade people disconcerted about global economies slowing down and this, that, and the other in trade. That's what's slowing down manufacturers' optimism. And
right,
one of the things they can do very quickly, and Congress should do this on a bipartisan basis, is pass the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. They need to reauthorize the Export-Import Bank, which allows our manufacturers to compete on a level playing field in international markets. And I hope none of this harms our ability for our national security or in our trade negotiations with Japan or China or other matters. And,
yeah,
and so, you know, countries like China and Iran and others probably love this kind of controversy and attention to things that are not as important as jobs and our national security.
Yeah, I think you're right. The difference between inappropriate and illegal or even abuse of power is a mile wide. And I think they're really overreaching. I think most people are going to shrug their shoulders and say this is, you know, that the Democrats have kind of lost their minds. And your point, I think they're, if they don't pass some legislation that everybody can agree on and will benefit the average citizen and our economy, guess who I think voters are going to hold accountable for that? But I guess,
yeah,
we'll
the do nothing Congress, who, you know, that, and any of them, if you talk to them rationally, yeah, they can have this inquiry and it's a good way to beat up on the president and so forth. But they don't really think that the Senate's going to remove him by a 2/3 vote. So the whole thing is mostly political posturing.
Yeah. 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 All right. Well, I did just want to get your temperature on that, Governor Allen.
He got it up.
Okay. And so, yeah, I believe it. All right. So now we move on to the real reason you're here, which is football picks. And, you know, everybody who listens every week knows that Gary Hess, who does sports and focuses on football, you know, almost like his poor wife is a widow for the entire football season, he does his picks. Senator Allen does his picks. And then because I acknowledge that I am not qualified to do picks on my own based on my knowledge of the teams, I flip a coin, and my supposition here is that I, at the end of the season, may have a better track record than the two experts. So since Gary's off today, I'm going to go through the list of games. You tell me what you think and why. Then we'll tell you which ones Gary chose, which team Gary chose, and I'll flip the coin.
Okay.
Starting out, the top matchup, New England at Buffalo.
Well, Buffalo's playing great. They're 3-0. The Bills, they have great fans up there, but I think New England's too good a team.
Right.
And they are the defending Super Bowl champions. So I'm going to go with the Patriots to win in Buffalo on Sunday.
Gotcha. And who did Gary pick, Trey?
Gary chose the Patriots.
Yeah, that seems like it makes sense. Now, you know, Superintendent Tony Pham gave me a challenge coin, so that's what I'm flipping as the coin today. I'm going to say that the heads is the American flag side and the jail side is the tails. So let's see how the coin tails, which means the visitor. So I get New England, too. Thank
you
God.
You get New Angleterre.
Yeah. Yes. I think that was probably a good good luck for me. All right.
Yeah, good flip.
Yeah. Dallas at New Orleans.
This ought to be a really great game. New Orleans just played fantastic, upsetting Seattle last week, and great play calling. And they have Alvin Kamara, who is just a great threat. However, I think Dallas has too much for New Orleans defense. I'm going to pick the Cowboys to win way down yonder in New Orleans.
All right. And who did Gary pick, Trey?
The Cowboys.
All right. Let's see what the coin says. It's heads, so it looks like I'm going with New Orleans.
All right.
All right. And then we've got Cincinnati at Pittsburgh.
Well, Monday both night. Teams are both teams have not won a game this year. I think Pittsburgh, though, ought to win the game. They're playing at home, so I'm going to go with the Steelers.
Okay. And who did Gary pick?
Steelers.
He went with the Steelers, and let's see what the coin says. All right, it's Pittsburgh, so I'm going with Steelers, too. And then we got the Redskins at New York.
I'm going to make a request. I'm getting killed on the Redskins games. Please don't have the Redskins game next week when they got to play.
Because you've got to go with the Redskins out of family loyalty and tradition.
Exactly, John. It's just killing me. It's the difference for me.
All right, so you're with the Redskins, and
yeah,
I'm guessing
the Redskins are going up to play the Giants in Hades landfill.
Yeah.
So I'm going with the Redskins to somehow miraculously win their it's a code Redskins game. They got to win.
This could be their lucky week. You never know.
And
who did Gary pick? I'm guessing the Giants.
Yeah, the Giants.
Yeah.
Of course he did.
Let's see if the coin gives me the this could be when I leap ahead of you, Governor. So I got tails. So, yeah, I got the Redskins. So I'm right in
Way
with you.
Way to go,
here.
John.
All right, it's
tails.
You and me one more time. Former Virginia Governor George Allen doing the NFL picks every week here on Richmond's Morning News. I really appreciate it. Hope you have a great weekend.
If they win, we will.
All right, thanks very much.